The old saying in football is defense wins championships, and any great defense usually features a pair of pass rushers. In 1966, the Riders had Ed McQuarters and Ron Atchison. 1989 saw Bobby Jurison and Vince Goldsmith get after quarterbacks. In 2007, that role belonged to John Chick and Scott Schultz. And in 2013, it was Chick and Ricky Foley to help lead a championship defense. And with everything on the line for the Riders this year, they're turning to another terrible twosome to help cause some havoc against opposing offenses. On one side, Pete Robertson will look to regain the same form that saw him have 7 sacks throughout the first 4 games.
He's taken down. Welcome back to the lineup, Pete Robertson. Mitchell wants to throw here. They take carry away from him. Really tracked down from behind. Well, Levi Mitchell never saw it coming, Pete Robertson.
And under pressure, and Harris is taken down. Pete Robertson.
And if offenses decide to focus on him, Anthony Lanier II will show why he's the highest paid defensive lineman in the league.
Trevor Harris is sacked back outside the 10. Anthony Lanier gets home.
Mayer under some pressure here, and he's taken down just inside the 45. Anthony Lanier, his 8th sack of the season.
And these two are more than just a couple of players the Riders found. Both have been friends long before they came to Canada.
Me and Ant been close for a long time. We've been close for a long time, so we pretty much talk pretty much every day, off season, during season.
It's special, you know, especially us being together, you know, after all these years. It's been 8 years going on now that we've been together and playing, and even just in communication, it's good to be able to look on the other side of the line and not even have a verbal communication with somebody, kind of nod your head and understand this is what they're about to do and this is what I'm about to do, so everything flows together.
While Robertson played his college ball at Texas Tech and Lanier at Alabama A&M, the two crossed paths for the first time in the NFL, and a friendship was quickly born between the two defenders.
Me and him love being around each other, you know what I'm saying? And we've been around each other for years, and hopefully, you know, it can continue. And when we get older, we can tell our kids and, you know, family how, you know, our bond and stuff was as we played football.
While both would see their paths diverge, a phone call would set the wheels in motion for them to reunite. Though there's some debate about who made the call.
I know a guy like that can play some great football. And he got a true guy gifted ability. I loved playing with him when I was in Arizona. And when we both had the opportunity to come, you know, I got on the phone. Actually, he called me. He questioned me. I was pissed and asked him, was I going? But I told him I was, and I think it would be something great for us both. And, you know, going on the third year here, obviously, we making something out of it.
Well, it's funny because he actually gave me the call. It was funny because he called me and we sat down and we talked for about an hour. And he was like, bro, you know, I'm going up here to Saskatchewan. You know, come up here with me. And I'm like, what? Saskatchewan? Where is that at? And then he told me where it was, did a little history. And then it was like, bro, come up here with me and let's spin. And I was like, hey, you know, I can't leave my dog out by itself. So I came on with it. And one of the best decisions that we made.
After 2 great seasons, both defenders could have entered free agency, but each of them decided Saskatchewan was where they wanted to stay.
It felt like family from my teammates and my fans and even the coaching staff. You know, the Riders do a great job of making sure that we are family-oriented and that we're taking care of each other.
It felt like home. Great group of guys here. Love the staff. You know, J.O., you know, I love him. He's my guy. And I love being in Regina, man. Love the fans, Raiderville, the community. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the most important thing is the guys I take the field with. So that was one of the main reasons, man.
And now that they're veterans in the group, their leadership roles have grown. Someone who has seen that growth firsthand is Micah Johnson, who was a Rider for their first seasons back in 2021.
Those are my boys. Like, we talk all the time. Like, you know, we talk in the off season all the time. Like, we talking on the phone. Even when I was in Hamilton last year, we kept up with each other. So I think it just becomes fun when, you know, you're out there playing with your homeboys. It just allows you to hold each other to a whole different level of accountability and just allows for a whole different type of camaraderie.
With the Riders needing to get back into the playoffs to prove this leadership group is the one to lead it, does Pete Robertson think this defensive line could be the best in the CFL and a catalyst for a championship season?
We're going to see. You know, there's some good guys out there across this league, man, and we just going to see when that first game start, man. We're going to see who's going to fight for it. You know what I mean? So I know we're not going to just lay down. So I know we're going to come out gun smoking. So we'll see what it's going to do first game.
Next time on All or Nothing.
Another big sack by the Riders. Micah Tyson there.
It feels great to just have the opportunity again to, you know, finish where I left off in the 21 season. I got my first start ever with him, and now I'm going up with another legend. So it's, you know, it's always making my job easy that way.
You know, he has a high football IQ and is able to move and going to be able to do some things. I think we're going to be able to play well together.
All or Nothing, tomorrow at 5:05 on the Green Zone.